I want to play some more of your music.
I
got a chance to listen to a few of these tracks, and another one that really caught my attention was one called Disappearing Mind.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's actually, I got the title. A lot of times I just write down titles and I keep them in a notebook or something, and I think, yeah, one of these days I'll write something. And I was thinking of kind of a comedy piece about Alzheimer's disease, you know. Yeah, my mind is disappearing, but yeah, I just didn't write anything. And then one day I had a conversation with somebody, which was a more serious conversation, about something that really pesters the heck out of me, is the propensity for people to espouse all kinds of socio-political doctrines as if their viewpoint is the only way to look at things. And I don't care if you're at the far left or the far right or somewhere in the middle. I hear it all the time, and I see it on Facebook and blogs all the time, where people assume that they're not only correct, but if you don't agree with them, you're stupid. I mean, that's just plain the way it is, you know. And I go to concerts, I pay $50 to hear somebody sing, and instead of hearing them sing, I got to hear them give some kind of a political speech. And I just really get tired of the whole thing, you know. So this conversation I had with someone, she basically said that that there's a certain amount of scientific evidence that people's brains are hardwired for extreme political, socio-political thought, left or right or whatever, you know, so they're almost predisposed to that kind of thing. So I thought, well, that's kind of an interesting thought. And I just don't write political things. I don't like, you know, I have certain ideas about social issues and things like that, but I don't like to write about them because it's just not my thing. I'm not trying to force my opinion down anybody's throat. And you know, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. If you want to get an audience that's willing to buy your tickets, I just don't want to buy a ticket to a show like that. So I just wanted to write something that basically made the point that people that think that they've got the answer, and especially if it's an extreme viewpoint, and they're convinced that this is the only way to look at it, and if you look at it from the other perspective, you're completely wrong and stupid. I think it's like their mind is going. You know, it's like think about what you're saying. I mean, it really doesn't make any sense. So I just wanted to write something that really doesn't make a political statement. It's just making the statement that I don't want to hear your political viewpoint if you don't mind, you know, just shutting up for a minute. So anyway, that came out of that conversation, you know, which actually was with a person who you know, has certain socio-political thoughts herself but just was not really sharing them at that particular point in time. So I thought, well, this is a mutually respectable conversation, and I'm just going to write about it. So that's what I did.
Well, I'm just going to shut up and play the song.
Okay, I'm done.
Here it is, Disappearing Mind from Gary Alt.
Hopefully your mind disappeared there and
you're feeling good. That's one great thing about music. I don't know. When I heard the title, I didn't really get what you were saying earlier, which we kind of left our audience hanging on this note. But the idea of this kind of limited communication on the internet and things like that. But the whole title of Disappearing Mind, to me anyway, I kind of get the idea of the disappearing ego, or, you know, just sort of coming more to yourself and then finding that you are like all other people, which is sort of a spiritual thing.
Okay, we could take it that way, sure.